You're listening to the Doheny Podcast Network, the Doheny Eye Institute, working for all to see. Your host is Jody Becker.
Our guest today is Dr. Alex Wang. He's an MD, PhD, working on the frontiers of glaucoma research. He's the kind of guy who likes to not just talk about, but do stuff that is transformative. He's an imagineer in the field of ophthalmology, and although he's not an aspiring astronaut, he does have some research going on with NASA. Right now, we're happy to have him here. Thanks, Alex, for joining us.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody.
In the state-of-the-art approaches to treating glaucoma, you had an idea that's gaining a lot of traction. Can you talk about your recent research with tracers and how you developed that idea?
What we've developed is this method that we call aqueous angiography, where we put tracers in the eye that we can then visualize exactly where they're flowing so that we can see the actual plumbing, see the deep plumbing. You know, one of the major discoveries we've made, and this is a very fundamental thing, and so this is why this is important, is that everyone has a different pattern. Every eye has a different pattern. So from just the get-go, just the basic understanding and the improvement of that is an important thing. And then from there, you can start to envision, imagine, or think about ways that that can be used for patient care. So for example, some of the surgeries that we do are designed to open up the face of the drain, to essentially kind of rotor-rooter the area, if you will. The assumption was made initially that it didn't matter where you went to do that rotor-rootering since the drain was even everywhere. But in fact, if everyone's drain is different, then maybe we would get a different and a better result if we could target the surgery to the correct location. So what this allows for is a concept of individualization, a concept of creating customized surgery just for the individual and just for that eye.
So it's really specific to each patient's anatomy. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That the anatomy is different between me and you, that it's different between your right eye and your left eye, and, you know, taken to the greatest extent, which of course we're not there, and that's the process of research, but taken to the greatest extent is that then we can say that, you know, we tailor the surgery just to you. It's not the cookie cutter, same approach for everyone. That in a way is what we're doing right now.
So what are the challenges and what are the gains in doing that kind of very individualized, customized care?
The potential gain is that we can simply have a better result in trying to lower the pressure. One of the challenges within glaucoma surgery right now is that many of these surgeries, we know they work, but inconsistently so. We don't know why in one patient or another patient or one eye or another eye, it might work better, but, you know, in one case, but not another. And, you know, we're looking for explanations here so that we can get a more stable result, a more stable eye pressure lowering in all of our patients. And really, eye pressure is the primary risk factor for losing vision from glaucoma. And so trying to lower the pressure is a good thing.
Okay. And we talked a little bit earlier, and you were describing the mechanics of an eye affected by glaucoma by drawing an analogy to an everyday kitchen sink. Can you explain that?
So, you know, you can think about the eye like a sink. There's going to be a spigot where water comes in, and then there's going to be a drain through which water goes out. And then you have essentially a balloon system that's pressurized. And the reason that you want the eye to be pressurized is that you want it to, the shape of it to be stable so that the optics, which allow us to see well, are stable. So in glaucoma, the problem oftentimes is that the pressure is too high, and particularly the pressure in the balloon or the sink is too high for that person and that eye. And from the sink analogy, we typically say that it's an issue with the drain. We don't always know exactly why, but we feel that the drain is clogged. So that the treatments, you know, essentially then I become a fancy plumber. The treatments are going to be drops that we can use to turn the faucet down to lower the pressure, to stretch the drain to lower the pressure, or sometimes lasers can stretch a drain to lower the pressure, or then surgery is about cutting the drains open or creating new ones.
So, Alex, you're specialized in glaucoma research and treatment. That dual focus is actually one of the reasons you chose ophthalmology. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and that choice?
Sure. I grew up in Southern California, so I'm happy to be back. For my training, I started at Pomona College and then went to Hopkins. At Johns Hopkins, I undertook this interesting combined training pathway, which was the MSTP, the Medical Scientist Training Program, that from an early point combined trying to do research and clinical care together. So at Hopkins, I finished both an MD and a PhD, and I knew at that point that, you know, ideally drawn out, I wanted to have a career that combined both. Ophthalmology was a natural choice, partly because of the type of research I was doing at the time, and also because it's a field where it's easy to integrate both. Because we're both the medical doctor, meaning providing the medicines, as well as the surgeon, meaning doing the surgery, it was easy to then add the research to that, and then you can kind of go many routes with that.
What were the research questions that you were the most interested in?
Well, at that time, we were working at novel amino acids that are these small molecules in the body that we actually know are there, except that we had found kind of a different format of them. And what had happened was that we found that these molecules were actually in the eye and built a story around, you know, eye development and then using these molecules and their role that they played in helping cells determine what types of cells they would become. And so from there, you know, then I started exploring the clinical aspects of ophthalmology and really kind of the beauty of the surgery and the exam is what then hooked me.
There are some off-menu things that are going on in the field and some intersections with engineering. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about that kind of advanced eye care and engineering.
Sure. So, you know, one of the things that makes Doheny special and one of the things that makes Doheny different is our relationship with cutting-edge technology drivers, or basically industry. We know that that partnership between academic and industry must be carefully managed, but it is important to move things forward in terms of innovation. And so what we often have available to us is, you know, what I like to call, you know, chef special sauce or off-menu items, meaning that we have technologies and methods that aren't fully mature, not fully developed, but we're involved in the cutting edge, you know, advancement of these techniques. And so that, you know, with these methods, we may be able to develop new ways of taking care of patients in all sorts of eye diseases.
Can you talk about who some of your partners are in that and some of the specific projects that you're excited about?
We work with all of the major players, including Zeiss, including Heidelberg Engineering, including Topcon, as well as Optos and many others that I'm leaving off just for the moment. A lot of these innovators bring their technologies to us for us to help study them, validate them, develop kind of a normalized database for them as a way to bring new technologies to the patients.
And what about some of the Southern California potential partners? Any work with Caltech or JPL?
Absolutely. They offer an academic partner in terms of providing some of the bioengineering, which, you know, as more clinician scientists, we may not necessarily have. So a lot of the investigators contact them and then try to take advantage of their expertise to try to help develop novel ideas as well.
So you had some great news recently. You received a grant. Can you tell a little bit about that work?
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate to say, and I'm very, very happy to say that I recently received the Research to Prevent Blindness Career Development Award. These are the types of awards that are critical to young clinician scientists myself, because getting off the ground is, you know, obviously sometimes very challenging. Research to Prevent Blindness is one of the oldest and biggest foundations out there that supports research for vision. It was actually initially started by Jules Stein himself, and that's an interesting kind of connection to UCLA. It used to be called the Jules Stein Research to Prevent Blindness.
Can you talk about your proposal or what the ideas were?
We wanted to take aqueous angiography in a series, in different formats, really, and look to see how we can help people. First of all, from a very basic standpoint, to improve our fundamental understanding of the eye, we wanted to look at various kind of glaucoma models in animals like mice and see how the outflow imaging pictures looked different. We also wanted to use bigger eyes like either pig, cow, or donated human eyes to see if we can do experiments to see if we can actually improve those patterns. And then lastly, there is a clinical arm where we're hoping to try to image outflow in live people for the first time, real time, to see, for instance, is there a difference between normal people? Is there a difference between glaucomatous individuals and how various treatments can help them? Those are the three major aims in this project.
So, of course, we would love to hear about your collaboration with NASA.
This is actually something that's not finalized yet. It's something that we are actively working on. The premise is that we know that astronauts who go to space sometimes have changes to their eyes, particularly the longer that they stay there. This has been documented and published. Some of the changes may be temporary, like a change in your prescription. Some things are more concerning, especially with swelling in the optic nerve, which is the cable that takes vision from your eye to your brain. Right now, we're trying to finalize an agreement where we're going to try to do imaging of people on Earth, similar to what's already done in the International Space Station. Heidelberg has equipment up there that the astronauts are actively using to see, you know, in a way, how things are different in a gravity environment here as opposed to a microgravity environment there. And then we can also try to simulate microgravity conditions by laying people down, for instance, or having them tilt head down as well. And so this is something, you know, an example of, you know, where Doheny can partner and where we have in the past partnered with other parties to try to move iCare forward. This is something I'm very excited about, but hope to be soon and, you know, something that we can start doing in 2016.
If that moves forward, do you anticipate any travel related to that?
Oh, not at the moment. You know, it's not like I'm not quite volunteering myself to go anywhere other than the planet Earth to do any of this at the moment. And so at the moment, it's going to be to try to just replicate at essentially, you know, California is nice. We're right at sea level, right? Something like at sea level for what we're trying to do, you know, in space.
Fantastic. Alex, thank you so much for the many insights into your work and the latest developments for patients. To find out more about the inspired work of Dr. Alex Wang and see links to his research, check out his profile page at doheny.org.
The Doheny Eye Institute, at the forefront in eradicating eye disease for nearly 70 years, is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art clinical services and supporting leading researchers in the quest for treatments that stabilize and improve the precious sense of sight. Doheny is now affiliated with UCLA Stein Eye Institute. For more information about our doctors and their innovative work in the quest for better vision, visit our website, doheny.org.